KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Starting off with high school sports from last night, it was girls regional basketball play for the larger classes in 3A, 4A, and 5A. In a Class 3A Region 8 semifinals, it was Cherokee defeating Esak County 91-68, and Red Oak was a 60-47 winner over Shenandoah. In 4A Region 1 first round play, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton defeating Spencer 58-37, and Storm Lake was a 56-53 winner over Carroll. In 4A Region 8, ADM topped Winterset 43-41, and Glenwood was a 59-56 winner over Harlan. In some pigtail games in Class 5A, it was in Region 4, Thomas Jefferson defeating Sioux City North 55-26. In Region 6, Sioux City West beat Abraham Lincoln 64-55. And in Region 7, Fort Dodge topped Sioux City East 57-52. That's a look at your girls' regional high school basketball from last night. We'll have boys' regional basketball on the way for you here this evening, and we'll bring you a couple of games in Class 1A, some district quarterfinals down in Stanton out of the Substate 7, and it will be Cam taking on East Mills at 6:30, and then Griswold facing Stanton at 8 o'clock, a doubleheader here tonight. We'll have those games here on the radio for you. We'll get our pregame going about 6:20 here tonight, getting you ready for that first game between Cam and East Mills this evening. Also yesterday in high school athletics, it was the state dual team wrestling championships at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines to get the state tournament weekend started off. And in Class 1A, your champion is Don Bosco. They defeated Denver in the first place match 38-27. In the third place match, Lake Mills over Lisbon 46-29. In the fifth place match, I-35 defeated West Sioux 53-15. And in the seventh place match, Woodbury Central defeated Missouri Valley 45-24. Also in Class 2A results, in the first place match, it was New Hampton Turkey Valley defeating Clarion Goldfield Dows 42-30. The third place match saw West Delaware defeat Williamsburg 43-21. Fifth place had Webster City defeating Solon 47-30. And the seventh place match, Assumption beat Ballard 45-26. In Class 3A, Fort Dodge was your champion for the dual team action as they defeated Waukee in the first place match 40-28. In the third place meeting, it was Southeast Polk over West Des Moines Valley 37-28. Fifth place had Johnston beating North Scott 43-35. And the seventh place match was Dubuque Hempstead defeating Iowa City City High 58-14. That's your state dual team wrestling results from yesterday. That got the weekend started. The state individual tournament begins today at Wells Fargo Arena. Keep it tuned here to KJAN and locked into our sports page as well at KJAN.com to keep up to date with the latest results for area wrestlers. Jim Field will be bringing you live updates throughout the tournament, and Justin Williams will join him for hold-by-hold coverage of the finals on Saturday night. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team has four wrestlers competing at the tourney: Cole Hansen at 126, Chase McLaren at 132, Connor Pellet at 160, and John McConkie at 285. They'll begin their medal quest here today. And here's a look at the report times we'll have for you today. 10:20 in the morning will be our first report, followed by reports at 11:35, 145, 245, 345, 445, approximately 7:30 between our basketball games tonight, and then at 8:45 following our final game here this evening as well. And that may be bumped up to halftime. We'll see how the schedule is going there. And for Friday, we'll have reports at 10:20, 11:35, 105, 3:30, 5:45, halftime of our basketball game, and then 8:45 and 9:45. And on Saturday, we'll have reports 10:35, 11:35, 12:45, and 1:45, and the finals will begin then at 6 o'clock in the evening live for you here on KJAN. So keep it locked here for all of your state wrestling tournament coverage. Also, last night, a game we had for you here on the radio: Michigan made 12 three-pointers and beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 74-59 in Ann Arbor. The Hawkeyes also gave up 11 offensive rebounds and falling to 3-12 in the Big Ten.
You know, we missed 27 shots, only got five back. You got to get more than five back. And maybe you get eight or nine or 10 back. And that's a game changer. So, in the, you know, in the second half, seemed like it was stuck around 9, 11, 13 for the better part of the second half. You know, maybe it's, you know, 4, 6, or 8. And it's a big difference in the game.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey there. The Wolverines improved to 10-5 in the Big Ten.
And it was a really, really good win to get your 10th win in the league, 21 overall. Just continue to try to just build a resume that has, you know, quality wins. Home, you, right now, we only have one loss at home, and we have another great opportunity on Saturday to continue, or Sunday to continue to win.
And Michigan coach John Beilein there. Luca Garza led Iowa 22 points, but said the Hawkeyes hurt themselves with turnovers after a fast start. Reed Timmer poured in a career-high 39 points as Drake pulled away in the second half for a 90-76 win over Indiana State. Timmer had 8 of Drake's 13 three-pointers as the Bulldogs improved to 9-6 in the Missouri Valley.
He was terrific. I mean, he just plays with so much confidence and poise, and you know, he found himself open early and got into a rhythm, and that's what he does. I mean, he can really, really score the ball, and every time, you know, they were making a run, he'd come back and make another play, and it was just a great, great effort here.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved. The Bulldogs outscored the Sycamores 44-32 in the second half. Also in top 25 college basketball last night, it was 12th-ranked Duke beating Virginia Tech 74-52. Florida State was an overtime winner over 11th-ranked Clemson 81-79. Third-ranked Villanova falls on the road at Providence. Providence beats them 76-71. Fourth-ranked Xavier was a 102-90 winner over Seton Hall. 10th-ranked Auburn beat Kentucky 76-66. And 24th-ranked Nevada a 77-72 win over Boise State. Also last night in the NBA, it was Detroit defeating Atlanta 104-98. Charlotte a 104-102 winner over Orlando. Philadelphia beat Miami 104-102. Indiana over Brooklyn 108-103. Washington beat New York 118-113. The Clippers 129-119 over Boston. It was New Orleans 139-117 over the Lakers. Toronto beat Chicago 122-98. Houston was a 191 winner over Sacramento. Oklahoma City 121-114 over Memphis. Utah 107-97 over Phoenix. And Portland was a 123-117 winner over Golden State. And in the NHL last night, it was Toronto beating Columbus 6-3. Colorado 2-0 over Montreal. And Florida over Vancouver 4-3. And pitcher Bud Norris and the St. Louis Cardinals finalized a $3 million one-year contract on Wednesday as the team started spring training workouts. The 32-year-old right-hander led the Angels with 19 saves and 23 chances last season. And at the Olympics in Pyeongchang, the nervous energy accumulated for Michaela Schifrin while she waited for the Olympics, the ones that so many are expecting to be her Olympics, to finally get started. And first one race was postponed and then another due to the wind. And so it was not until a week into the games that Schifrin and the other female alpine skiers got to compete in their rescheduled giant slalom, an event the 22-year-old American considers a work in progress for her. In second place and still feeling some jitters after the first of Thursday's two runs, Schifrin did two things during the 3.5 hours before the deciding leg of the giant slalom. She took a nap, and then she sneaked on to the adjacent men's course on Yongpyeong Alpine Center for a little free skiing. Then said Schifrin's mother, Eileen, who was also a coach, I think she was just ready to go. And she sure was. She ended up taking home the gold medal in that event. And no American alpine skier has won more of those events now through their career. And that's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports was brought to you here this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.